Chapter 4. A Mad Dash. For months, Christina had been searching for plaintiffs who met Olsen's criteria. To be safe, Olsen wanted 6 couples. That way, if one couple split or someone died, or their opponents dug up something about the background of another that could surprise them at trial, they had a fallback. She and Chad had launched what they jokingly referred to as a major casting call at the beginning of the year. But it had proven far harder than they thought, both because they had been forced to operate in secrecy to prevent their plans from leaking, and because all the couples they knew and the kind of committed relationships Olsen wanted had married during the window before Proposition 8 was passed. So the two political consultants set up an elaborate ruse, putting out the word that they were looking for couples to take part in a public education campaign on same-sex marriage. Christina then funneled applicants' names to an opposition researcher she had hired to dig into their pasts. Some fell out in that process. Those who survived were invited to the firm's office and grilled by Christina, or if she was tied up, Chad. Are there any embarrassing photos or YouTube videos we need to know about? What is your health status? Do you have a monogamous relationship? And have you ever cheated? Only if couples made it through that round of vetting would Christina disclose the real purpose behind the interview and have them meet the lawyers. But of the few who did, several decided that they did not want to put themselves through the publicity that a lawsuit would engender. By the end of April, she was running out of time. Any day now, the California Supreme Court was expected to rule on a lawsuit that argued that technically, Proposition 8 had revised, rather than amended, the California Constitution, and as such was invalid. A quirk in California law gives voters the right to amend the state constitution, but requires a vote of the legislature to revise it. Few had any hope that the challenge would succeed. Assuming it did not, same-sex marriage supporters would have no further means of redress in the state's courts. At that point, Olsen worried, someone was bound to challenge the initiative in federal court. However much the established gay legal groups protested, there was simply no way to stop it. He wanted their lawsuit to be the challenge to Proposition 8. The worst-case scenario is that the first case to reach the Supreme Court is an ill-conceived suit brought by inexperienced lawyers, he had written in the Time Is Now memo for Chad. It is imperative that the Supreme Court view the issue through the lens of the right case. The only way to ensure that was to be the first to file.